welcome to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM, the show to encourage, support and help people improve both their working and personal lives through continuous learning. I'm Laura Fitzsimons and I'm a training and presenting coach. Today I'll be talking about travel business and my guest is the Managing Director of The Travel Broker. So I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to Claire Dunn. Good afternoon, Claire. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for having me in.
Great. Thank you very much. You sent me on a couple of notes about your business and I know you for a number of years through the Dublin Chamber of Commerce where I met you.
Yep.
And you're also local here. You're
absolutely.
In Dublin Three.
Vernon Avenue.
Great.
Clontarf, Dublin
great.
Three. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about how you started up in business.
Well, I suppose always I wanted to have my own business. You know, my father had a business of his own. He was a sweet manufacturer. Actually, used to make souvenir rock and bull's eyes. And
wow.
As a child, I remember, being in his factory, packing bull's eyes and chopping up rock and packing popcorn. So it was, I suppose, as they say, in the DNA. But I went to work for Irish Life originally, and then I worked for Aer Lingus, and I progressed in the travel business. But always in the back of my head, I always wanted to have my own business. And I worked long hours, regardless of who I worked for. I seemed incapable of signing off. If there was a client waiting for something, then I was going to answer the call. So in 1994, I decided to bite the bullet and set up a business. And at the time, myself and my husband were looking to see where we would locate. And we had two young children at the time, two children, four and one at the time.
Oh, wow.
So we said, well, we live in Raheny. So we said, OK, we want somewhere that's fairly nearby. So I didn't want to be commuting.
Yeah.
And that
was
very important for us because I had been working in town and I had spent an hour and a half morning and evening getting in and out of work. So I said, well, I'm not going to have that time because that's really children time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted to have like a 10-15 minute commute. And we eventually found this place in Vernon Avenue and it suited us really well. My husband Ray spent a lot of time standing on street corners watching people passing by.
Oh, for market research,
yeah,
the footfall.
Yeah, to watch footfall. And he actually identified the part of Vernon Avenue where at the time Furlong's shop was. It's now a spa shop.
That's right.
And there was a building eventually came up there, which is actually next door to Maloney's restaurant. And that came up for a rent. And he said to me, he rang me one day and said, I know you're coming home from town, have a look at this building. And I pulled up outside and I said, yeah, that's it. I knew straight away. It was really funny because I'd looked at so many different places.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, that's it.
And you're still in the same building then?
Still in the same building, yeah. I took a 35-year lease.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
I'm a fantastic landlord, I must say, because we've had to renegotiate rent at various different times, especially in the last few years. And he's been fantastic, very supportive.
Yeah. So what kind of services then do you provide in the travel broker?
So it's a general travel agency. So we do everything really. And when I started off, there was me and I had one other staff member and we started off offering flights at the time. I mean, at the time, 1994, the main part of our business was selling flight tickets. It's hard to understand that now, but that's what it was. So we were doing holidays, sun holidays, skiing holidays and flights. But my own heart was really in corporate travel. That's really what I love, corporate travel, incentive travel. So I started off with a front counter and people coming in booking holidays. And then I built that up. And eventually then I cultivated some corporate clients. In fact, when clients of mine from my previous job found out where I was, they migrated to me eventually.
Oh, wow. You know that's great.
I didn't go looking for those people because I just didn't feel that was right. But when people found out where I was, they came to me and then the business grew from that. And I took over the corporate side of the business and left the leisure side to not look after itself. But I had staff then to do that. And I took over corporate and eventually built that up and then got a team in to look after corporate and then moved on to incentive travel, which was a big thing.
Now, what's that? I have never heard that term before.
So
what's that about?
It's a way to incentivize and motivate your employees or your.
Oh, okay.
So if you're selling whatever, TVs or cars or whatever, you might motivate your sales agent. You might set a target to sell so many cars or whatever it is you're selling.
Yeah, yeah.
And you say, okay, well, if you reach this target, you get to go to Dubai, for example, all expenses paid.
Oh, wow.
And research would say that next to money, next to actual money, travel is the most motivational thing you can do for your either your agents or your employees.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would plan the whole thing from beginning to end. We would do like literally the check-in at Dublin Airport. Sometimes we'd have a reception at Dublin Airport, champagne at the boarding gate. Now, this is a long time
wow.
ago.
Oh, wow. So there would be a number of people, obviously, on that trip.
Yeah,
then.
So
okay,
maybe so 15, 20, 50 people okay. might qualify for the trip.
Okay, champagne. This obviously was a number of years ago.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. That sounds really interesting.
I mean, we'd be at the airport, like myself and my team would be at the airport. We'd literally meet them with champagne. We would do the check-in for them. So we'd do all the formalities. We'd make sure that the seating on the flight was looked after. We'd get them met at the other end, coach transfer. We did things like I had a group one time in Barcelona where we actually had them arrested, or so they thought, and hauled off. We had a guy like dressed up as a Spanish policeman and, you know, gave them the third degree when they arrived and was threatening to haul them all off to prison. And they were all like, oh my God, what's going on? You know, but it was obviously a joke, you know. And we had one time where we did the Spanish waiter in a restaurant where the waiters started to have big row and started throwing things at,
oh,
you know.
That's amazing.
We actually got that one on video, which was really, really funny.
That's brilliant.
You know, or we did one in New Orleans one time where we got a police escort in from the airport for the coaches. So they were all whizzed through the whole city with blue lights flashing. And,
how did you order? Something like
those, you know, it's just you get to know how you can do it and who you need to contact, you know. But it was great fun,
yeah,
you know, really, really great fun. And the thing about that for companies was that it didn't cost them any money because they set their sales targets. So they said that they were going to increase by 10% or 15%, and only people who they'd only did the trip if they reached the target.
Okay,
so they funded it out of the increased sales.
Oh, so okay.
Once you've planned it properly.
Yeah,
it didn't actually cost the company any money, and it was great fun. And for staff morale and motivation, and you'd get people like really rivaled. In fact, some of the companies were telling me afterwards that it wasn't even the staff themselves that would be pushing. It would actually be the spouse that would be pushing because the kudos that they could get from going on a trip, you know, and sometimes it was spouses, sometimes both people could go.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So we get to go on a Caribbean cruise, or we get to go Dubai, or we get to go to wherever it was, you know. But it was good fun. It was 3 or 4 days of a trip, but it was great fun.
Yeah. So is that still part of one of the offerings on your?
It is. Yeah. Now I have to say, in the latest recession, a lot of companies have.
Yeah, understandably.
And then, you know, when people had to cut back or whatever, that was one of the first things that cut back. People are starting to do a little bit of that again.
Yeah.
You know,
but probably in a smaller scale.
Yeah,
maybe
going to London or something. Not in such a grand scale.
Yeah.
You know,
very good. But, so then, what else do you offer then?
So that moved on. So we built the business up then at that stage. So we had literally three separate departments. So people looking after holidays, city breaks, short breaks, and honeymoons. So the honeymoons then was something that we started to concentrate on. And we set up Ireland's first online honeymoon registry.
Oh.
So it's irishhoneymoonregistry.com. So it works exactly like a department store registry, except it's a honeymoon registry. And that was really, I suppose, in the height of the Celtic Tiger, when people had two houses, or when they were getting married, they were amalgamating their assets, if you like. So they had all of the things. They didn't need anymore.
The toaster and the set of dishes.
And they didn't need the crystal or whatever. So what they really wanted was money to go on the honeymoon, but they didn't like to ask for money. So this is a really easy way of doing it. And we're still doing it now. So they would invite people to their wedding and at the end of it say, if you'd like, we have a honeymoon registry and you can log on here. And they log on, they'd see a wedding web page of the couple. So the couple would have a photograph and a little introduction about themselves. And then we break down the honeymoon into different elements. So say if they were going to South Africa, they were doing maybe a few days in Cape Town and a safari and then going on to maybe the Maldives. So we'd break it down into all the different elements.
Mm.
And the wedding guests could contribute anything they wanted, from €50 up to €5,000. It didn't matter.
Wow.
You know, so they could log on, put their credit card in and put in €50 or whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So it saved that embarrassing moment sort of, if you're invited to a wedding, when you're writing the check, like, what will I write it for, and handing it over, you just log on and do it.
Yeah, that's actually clever.
So everybody was saved the embarrassment, and the honeymoons then got paid for. So they were great. So we're still doing that. Like, people like that. Some people hate registries.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But if you're going to use a registry, it's a good one to use.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
A great so, idea. So where did you go from there then?
So then we expanded out to cruises. I suppose one of the growth areas the last few years has been cruises, because of the all-inclusive element of cruises. So in a lot of cases, the cruise company are including the flight. Even if they're not, you can do your own flight and then you can get a transfer to the ship. Once you're on the ship, you have your accommodation, you have your entertainment every night and you've all your food.
Yeah.
Now, it varies with drinks. Some cruise companies offer a drinks package and some don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least you know I have somewhere to sleep every night. Mm. There's something to do. And I'm going to get fed all my meals. Do you know what I mean? So it works out really well from that point of view. And you know, people used to say to me, oh, I can't go on a cruise. That's for the Blue Rinse Brigade. I can't be going on it. I'm too young to go on a cruise.
Oh, I like the idea. They've got gyms and running tracks. That'll suit me fine.
Well, they have climbing walls. I'm going on a conference at the end of October for a new Royal Caribbean's new ship, Quantum of the Seas. And it has bumper cars.
Wow.
It has a whole bumper car arena. It has iFly. So you can do skydiving on board. Right.
Oh my God.
And it has this eye in the sky type thing, a little capsule that brings you out over the sea, way above the ship.
Yeah.
It's absolutely massive. Jamie Oliver has a restaurant on board. Like,
there's so much to change.
There's so many different things to do. But the thing about cruising, the most important thing I would say to people for cruising is you need to pick the right cruise. If you pick the wrong one, you'll hate it. It'll be awful because there's a different cruise depending on who you are, what you want, what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, you've got to look at what your likes are, what your interests
exactly.
are.
Exactly. And if you're looking for destinations or if you want to, like a lot of people stay on the ship. You don't even get off because there's so many things on the ship to do.
Yeah.
But other cruise companies would be more destination oriented.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you want to see different places. So that's, you know, there's a different cruise. But I suppose for cruises, find somebody who knows cruising. That's my advice on that.
Well, what I'll do is maybe we'll come back after the song break and maybe tell us a little bit more about that. I'm here with Claire John. She's a managing director of The Travel Broker. So maybe, Claire, if you can just give out your contact details, please.
Sure. The Travel Broker phone number is 833-321 and it's travelbroker.ie on Vernon Avenue.
And that rolls off the tongue so easy.
Many years.
Okay. I'll give out the contact details for the show. Its email is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie, all lowercase. Facebook / The Learning Show, again, all lowercase. And Twitter handle is @TheLearningShow, but it's capital T, L and S. So we'll take a song break now with Ella Henderson singing Ghost. Welcome back to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM. That was Ella Henderson singing Ghost. I'm here with Claire Dunn, the Managing Director of The Travel Broker. And before we went to break, she was filling us in on cruises. And now what I really would like to find out from Claire is her business model. How did you actually start off? What was your business model starting off and how has that evolved over the years?
Well, I suppose I believe that if you're going to set up a business, you have to be passionate about it. If you're whatever you're going to do, do something that you love, that you believe in, that you really want to do.
Yeah.
And when I was looking, you know, back 20 years ago, what'll I do? And I did think about coffee shops and bookshops, all sorts of different things that I had no idea about.
I keep coming back to that one.
Yeah, but I said, you know, what do I know about? What do I do? What do I like? So I love travel and I love talking about it. I love doing it. I love traveling all over the world. So I said, right. So passion is really, really important.
Yeah.
And I believe that people like people. People do business with people.
Yes.
So I set it up as very much a personal service. And people come into us, they call us or they email us. But regardless of how they contact us, they get people and they get to talk to us and we build relationships with them. So that's been really important, both on the corporate side of the business, our corporate team, they build relationships. They are the corporate department of our clients. So they regard themselves as being part of that company. They're there to fulfill their clients' travel policy and to make sure that their travellers are looked after and they're okay. And, you know, we're following them. We're really passionate about making sure they're okay and they're getting the best deals and we're getting back to them quickly and saving them money and saving them time. So that's really important. And then on the leisure side, on the honeymoons, we want people who go on honeymoon, every honeymoon is different and we want to make sure that they have a fantastic honeymoon.
And you're comes through in your non-verbal communication. You're so passionate about what
because
Claire.
Like I'd hate it, you know, if somebody, you know, didn't have a good honeymoon because they booked it with us, it'd be horrendous. Do you know what I mean? So we really, really take it seriously. However, 20 years on, we're in digital age and the last couple of years we've recognised, well, people do, they want that, they love that for certain parts of their travel, but everybody likes to dabble in travel online too. So recently we've just added an online part to our business. So it's just launched about 3 weeks ago. So we're still a bit in the teething process at the moment.
Yeah,
we're still trying to get it going. It's working fine. Excuse me. So I'd love people to get on and try it out and let me know what they think and if they need to tweak. So it's travelbroker.ie.
You just preempted about to say
it's
what that
the same,
is.
It's the same website that we've always have, but it now has an online booking facility. So you can go online there. It's connected live to hundreds of airlines, thousands and thousands of hotels, package holidays, transfer providers, attraction tickets, car hire. So whatever you want to do, and it's live.
Okay.
So you can go on yourself, search away. You don't have to put any details into search, you know, and your own personal details, and you can search. You can book either a flight, or you can book flight and accommodation, you can book a package holiday, whatever you want to do. And if you're halfway through booking and you really, you're not too sure, you'd like a little bit of advice, you'll get a little reference number up on the top left hand corner, and you can call us or email us with that number.
That's really
so
good.
We can log on and see what you're looking at and say, well, look, yeah, I've been there, or no, actually, we had bad reports from that hotel, really. Or for €5 more, you know, you can upgrade to a 4-star hotel because it's not much more expensive, but it's really better value.
And that's the personal service coming back in again.
So we have that still.
That's really great.
So trying to integrate both to let people have the online facility. If you want, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you want to go surfing around, find yourself a hotel in Prague or whatever it is, that's all there. But if you feel, you'd really like a little bit of advice on this, I'd really like somebody to tell me, well, what's that place really like? And I know you can go on to TripAdvisor and that's great.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can benefit from a little bit of personal advice. And if we haven't been there personally, we would generally know somebody who has. Do you know what I mean? We've travelled, the team and I'm not myself have travelled a lot, but we obviously haven't been to everywhere in the whole world.
Yeah.
But between us, and between our contacts and our suppliers, we would generally have a fairly good idea of how to find
somebody. But that's a very unique service, because normally, as I have to say, I admit it, hold my hand up, I've always booked the last number of years my travel online. So either book the airline separate and then the accommodation go directly to them, or whatever, just the different ways, different variations. What you do miss out on, and yes, I would use TripAdvisor, but then it also depends on the person that's commenting on it, you know.
Yeah.
But that's really fantastic that you have that added service. So if someone does get stuck and wants to know, that you can say, well, actually, do you know what? Last time, you know, this is something I think you would like more based on this quick conversation.
Or,
that personalised,
you know,
service, I don't think exists in a lot of online booking
services.
No, it
doesn't. And, you know, if you're stuck somewhere or you need to come home early, or you need to, you know, you're there and you say, you know, I'd like to stay an extra day, this is really great, you can ring somebody, you know, or you can email us
really
and say,
good.
Listen, now, you know, there's going to be a fee to change
normally,
but, you know, you're stuck somewhere and you're trying to get online, you're trying to get onto the airline or whatever. You say, well, actually, you know, I have my own travel advisor back in Travel Broker. All I need to do is pop them a quick email or ring them up and they look after it.
That's great,
Claire. And the other thing, I mean, with a travel agent, licensed and bonded travel agent, that we were talking about this yesterday, we had a travel agent association board meeting yesterday, you know, the bonding and licensing is really, really important, and your money is protected. God forbid, should anything happen, Travel Broker, anyone who books with Travel Broker is protected. Their money is secure and safe. They will not lose their money.
Not like the travel agency a number of years ago, can't remember the name of it now, that went to Boston,
everybody
lost their
holidays. Absolutely, you know what I mean? And there are, like, there's some other companies around out there who you don't know who you're booking with.
Yeah,
you look
at
it, you think you're booking with this company, but they may be going to two or three other companies to get what you're booking.
Yeah.
And you don't know who the end provider is.
Yeah.
So at least if you're booking with an Irish licensed and bonded travel agent, this is my ITAA, but I've just done 2 years as president of the Irish Travel Agents Association, so I have to bring that in. But it is really, really important. And, you know, it's not costing you more to go to a licensed and bonded travel agent, and you know at least that your hard-earned money is protected.
Yeah, that's great. And I have to say, and best of luck with that. I'm sure it's going to take off. I just really like the idea of the personal service, so we want to check it out maybe for next year. Just a couple of things, pointers, and I'm always, because I run my own business, and what kind of challenges have you come up against over the years, and how have you actually overcome them?
Well, I think that, you know, I suppose that the biggest challenge in business is people, whether they're your own people or your clients. So you need to be able to relate to people. I've always tried to hire people who are really, really, really good at what they do and really passionate about what they do. And the team I have in Travel Broker are superb. They really, really, they work really hard and they just love what they do. They're really, really super. And that really helps, because I can't, I mean, I'm here today, you know, with you, so I'm not in the office, but I know that whoever contacts the office today is going to be looked after. So
they're going to get the same service.
They're going to get the same service. Mm. And that's really important. And then the customer service ethos as well. I mean, if we have a problem, if we do make a mistake, if you know, I would be absolutely advocate to put up your hand and say, look, I'm sorry, that went wrong. I'm sorry. And then fix it. And we have clients who things did go wrong years ago who are still with us because of the way we reacted to that.
Okay, that
so
makes
I
sense.
Think that's really, really important. You know, it's not OK, things happen, you know,
yeah,
unfortunately,
that's life.
Mm-hmm. You know, we try, obviously, not for them to happen, but oh, occasionally they do happen. But it's how you react to challenges and how you react to problems that, you know, encounter that wins you loyalty from a client.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was talking to people yesterday about delighting clients, and that's what we're aiming for.
That's a great word.
You know, we're not aiming for customers and clients to be, you know, satisfied. If they're satisfied, sure, they'll go somewhere else and be satisfied. They need to be delighted.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're aiming for all the time, to make sure that any customer who comes to the travel broker is delighted with the service.
And then therefore they keep coming back. So there's retention.
Absolutely.
There,
and
retention.
An awful lot of the clients we have, both on the corporate side and on the leisure side, are referrals. They're people who are friends, relatives of people who've booked with us already.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
yeah.
The online space is new for us, and we're trying to get out there. We're trying to, you know, see how we can get out to reach a whole new batch of people, but still with the personal service element.
Yeah, I think that's
element.
Great. I think that's a great selling point. Not just selling point. I think it's a great thing that you're offering because it's not out there. So we've got a couple of other things that you sent me on, Claire. Delegation. Tell me about that, because I work in the whole management space, train loads of programs, and people sometimes can hold on to their stuff. But then
people tell me all the time, you know, delegation's really important, and it is. But it's one of the hardest things. Certainly, I've found personally, it's one of the hardest things. It's hard to let go. But when I was talking to you earlier on about, you know, setting up the leisure side of the business and then delegating that out, and I did that. And somebody said to me, when I was setting up business first, you know, Claire, you've got to let it go. If it's too much part of you, then it won't be able to develop. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so, like that.
Yeah, so that was, I thought, a really good piece of advice. It's okay. So I let the leisure side go off and, you know, hired really good people. Obviously, I'm interacting with them all the time.
Yeah,
I'm inputting and we're changing all the time. I mean, one thing we did on the leisure side there about a year ago, we used to have an office full of brochures. But we had people coming into the office looking for brochures, saying, can I have a brochure for this and a brochure for that? And I actually took the brochures all out of the front office because I want the people in the office to interact with the people who come in.
OK, rather than just pick them up off the shelf and out
the
door
and
you
out
have
the door.
No interaction.
Yeah. So we have some brochures. We have all of the brochures in our back office. But if somebody comes into the office, our team are there to talk to them.
Okay.
We're not there just to give out brochures. We want to talk to the people who come in the door and see what they really want. And they might come in, some people come in and say, you know, I want a cheap holiday. Nobody wants a cheap holiday. They want a good value holiday. You know,
that's
no,
a better way
like,
to say
you know,
it.
You say, do you really want a cheap holiday? No, you don't. You know, you want something, depending on your budget, you want the best value for the budget that you have.
Yeah.
And in order for us to do that, we need to talk to you. We need to
find out what you want.
We need to listen
to
you, actually, much more than talk to you. We need to listen to you and see, OK, so what are you looking for? Who's going? When are you going? You know, what are you looking for from this holiday? Where have you been before? You know what I mean? And how can we really find the best value holiday for you? And that's what's important, because that's why they'll have a great time and come back to us.
Yeah. And that really is the proof in the pudding. Just very quickly, and just be wrapping up shortly. You have a note here about find friends, business associates who will challenge and encourage you. What's that about?
Yeah, because I think I certainly with my own friends, I have friends from school and friends from my old jobs, whatever. But I think when you're in business, it's really important to find friends who are in business with you, in business as well.
Yeah.
Who will constantly challenge you. And I found Dublin Chamber Business Owners Network really useful for that.
Yeah.
Because you go in there every second week and you're surrounded by people who are running their own businesses, and the energy in the room, you might be completely beaten down by the week you've had. You know, you say, oh, I can't do anymore. Because I really, that the week has just got to me. And you go in there and the room is full of energy, and you'll find some other business owner who's faced the challenges that you have faced, and they will more likely than not be able to give you advice and help you. And that's really important to boost you up, because when you're running a business, you know, you are on your own to a large degree.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, Claire. I have to say, you've given such valuable information. Just going back to the Dublin Chamber, I'm one of the co-chairs, and trying to get them all to calm down and calm that energy down just to actually chair it is impossible.
Okay. No, don't kill it, Laura. It's really good.
No, good. I'd like to extend a really big thank you to my guest, Claire Dunn, this afternoon. She's the Managing Director of The Travel Broker. Thank you very much, Claire, for coming
in. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks to Mick Hanley for doing my sound and to Heather McLeod for producing the show. Just give out the contact details before we finish up. The email address is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie, Facebook/thelearningshow, Twitter @thelearningshow. Tune in next week to learn tips and techniques to improve your working and personal lives. I'm Laura Fitzsimons, and thank you for listening to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM.